it's not like the way we pronounce
potato,
it.
Potato. So it's like I said the other day, Chez versus Chase.
Right.
So it's not Chase, don't say it.
I know, but see, that's how the mug people feel when we say mug. That's exactly how they feel, right? That's the only reason I want to relent and call it a mug, because I've been calling it a mug my whole life. But now that I know it's like the equivalent of saying Chase, that's so gush.
Well, I mean, I think it's cool because he had, like, maybe, what, a second or first generation mug, right?
No, it wasn't a first. You mean a first or second off the line. It was second or third off the line. It wasn't a third or second or third generation.
Okay, I just don't want to say that. We can't verify it.
Well, you can. Never mind.
You can say it. Go on, say it, baby. No, say it.
You said it already.
I didn't say it. What I was going to say was he was a sci-fi fanatic, which is why we wanted to call it this. He loved all things sci-fi. He loved physics. He studied the physics of music.
Yeah.
He loved all those different sounds, the noises, the frequencies, what they meant. Their effect on human behavior, as a matter of fact. He studied all of those things, and he was a huge, huge, huge fan of Rod Serling.
Yes,
and and we did watch Star Trek on a regular basis, which is probably why he had that TV, because he wasn't going nowhere. Missing.
And Outer Limits.
And Outer Limits.
Yes,
oh, and Alfred Hitchcock. That was another one. Like, there was not, clearly, not a whole lot of TV.
Night Gallery.
Okay, I don't remember no Night Gallery.
Mm-hmm.